tool that does, and it's a thing you got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna call my shot, tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do, you're gonna get into. Road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
What is North Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for good. Asking. We have lots to get to, including you'll need to give us the PGA leaderboard updates. I made my picks last night. I posted them on Twitter. In case you missed it, that didn't cooperate right there. Let's try this. In case you missed it. I went with where's my deal? Where is it? Let me try this a different way. Already not cooperating. All right. Here's what I wrote. This was 13 hours ago. Road Rage PGA picks. Parentheses rule is I can't pick the top two chalk guys. So I can't pick the top two favorites. Anybody can do that. I try and stay away from that. So here are my picks. I went with Cameron Smith, 1, Patrick Cantlay, 2, and Shane Lowry, 3. Cantlay and Lowry are, just getting going. Cameron Smith got off to a little bit of a rough start, but rallied in his 2-under. So I'm feeling pretty good about my Cameron Smith pick. You know, he has some issues with the driver, but his short game is really good. And, you know, every once in a while, he'll make a mistake or two that has cost him previously. But I really loved the sort of toughness and grit I saw from him at the Masters, and I like his short game. And I think that these fairways are forgiving enough that his driving issues, such that they are, will be minimized. And I like Cantlay and Lowry for different reasons. I'll get to them. But in any case, those are my picks. My picks are Cameron Smith, Patrick Cantlay, and Shane Lowry, and these picks were given well before the start of business today. So we'll see how that all turns out. As I said, Cantlay and Lowry just getting going. Tiger Woods, Ramona, who was -1 through 7, is now +4, and probably not going to make the cut. You know, Tiger again said before the tournament that he thought he could win. You know, my guess is he's thought he could win every major, and really for most of the last 11 years, with one exception, he's been wrong. And, you know, I just did not see any possibility. I started hearing the Tiger Woods stuff again. He was moving up the favorites board, which is just remarkable to me. I mean, I get people living in fantasy land. I don't get throwing your money away. That's the part I don't get. And, I mean, let Tiger prove that he can play meaningful golf again before you start spending money on him. I mean, because honestly, it's just sort of laughable. There's no way he was winning this tournament, no matter what he thought. He thought he was going to win the Masters. He said so. He thought he could win. And as I said, I'm guessing he thought he could win every major tournament that's been played the last 11 years. I mean, he's basically been wrong like 35 times and right once. I mean, that's the reality of it. That's the reality of it. So he's not going to win this tournament. He's probably not going to make the cut. That was the bet. If you wanted to place a bet on Tiger, the bet would have been that he made the cut. I mean, and I'm not sure that that's going to happen. Our friends Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban, Ramona, are having a very public argument. having a very public argument. You know, these people never freaking learn. They just never learn. I mean, listen, what did you think was going to happen? I can't remember exactly when this occurred. I tried to do a search right when I got here. It didn't come up for me. I don't remember the specifics of this situation, but I remember in recent history, like the last 10 years, one of the SEC commissioners, it's either Slive or Sankey, coming out and reprimanding their institutions and warning them publicly not to air your dirty laundry in public. You know, I wrote that I had given Saban credit recently, just crediting him with at least being an intelligent human being. No more. These are dueling dolts. That's what they are. Dueling dolts. Oh, trust me, I know, Chad. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that in a minute. This is the last thing you want happening in your league. It's the very last thing. You do not want your league institutions hurling insults and accusations at each other. It does not make any of you idiots look good. It makes you all look awful. It makes you all look like cheaters. It makes you all look stupid. What do you expect to gain? I know why Saban's doing it. Saban's one of the most disingenuous individuals in the history of sports. Let's not forget, Saban tried to outlaw up-tempo spread offenses. That guy. He couldn't stop them, so he tried to outlaw them. He tried to convince the rest of the world that they were simply too dangerous. And when he finally realized that nobody was running 300, the only danger to any college team at that period of time was Nick Saban and his 350-pound offensive lineman and his 250-pound running backs, which he had like 12 of, running behind the 350-pound offensive lineman. They represented a clear and present danger to the rest of everyone else from a physicality standpoint. But up-tempo spreads never represented any danger to anybody. In fact, quite the contrary. They were playing the game in space. There was less congestion, less collisions. But Saban couldn't stop it. So he actually tried to legislate it out. He tried to convince the rest of the world that it was an evil, that people were being injured by the boatload, and that we needed to cease and desist immediately. He wasn't able to do that. So what his next step was? The disingenuous phony that is Nick Saban immediately started running an up-tempo spread offense. The thing that he said was too dangerous. Wait, Nick, isn't it still too dangerous? But it's not too dangerous for you to run it? You know, so this is the background in terms of who and what Nick Saban is in this regard. And so we should not be surprised that he is making efforts to shut down A&M because they are a rival and a threat to his superiority. And so Saban comes out and he basically says that every player A&M brought in this recruiting class was brought in a cheating manner. That, in fact, quote, here's this quote, Texas A&M bought every player on their team. See, if you're Sankey, you know, look, I get Saban might be a boss, but you are calling these people in today and you are telling them to shut the hell up. That's what you're doing. You are calling them into the principal's office and you are telling them to shut their mouths. That the things they're saying are very damning to their business as a whole. You do not want to open these conversations because it's a can you top this? And the innuendo and the suggestions are of long-term cheating. Nick Saban said on the out-of-control NIL, Texas A&M bought every player on their team. Speaking at a 50-day countdown event for the World Game, Saban touched on the way his name, image, and likeness has impacted the game. He didn't pull any punches in the process. Specifically, Saban went straight for Texas A&M as an example of what's wrong with NIL, flatly accusing the Aggies of buying their recruits through NIL deals and setting off an off-season feud for the ages. Remember, Alabama finished second in recruiting, and A&M finished first. A&M had all these five-star recruits. Jimbo Fisher has danced around this topic using weasel words from the get-go. It's going to be difficult for the people who are spending tons of money to get players, Saban said, as part of a seven-minute answer to a question about NIL that was recorded and published by AL.com. You've read about them. You know who they are. We were second in recruiting last year. Texas A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. We didn't buy one player. But I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it. Oh, Saban warning they will be buying players in the future there, I guess. I guess that's what he's saying. Saban called NIL a great concept for players, noting that Alabama football players created $3 million worth of opportunity for themselves by doing it the right way in the past year. But remember that when Saban was initially talking about Bryce Young and not using him by name, Saban sold the Alabama brand as, come play for Alabama, where even a scrub backup quarterback who's not played a down can make $1 million before he starts playing. Saban said that. He said that. He is one of the most disingenuous people who has ever walked the planet and has been all along. He said, I have no problem with that. And nobody had a problem on our team with that because the guys that got the money earned it, he added. Earned it? Bryce Young hadn't even played. How'd he earn it? What'd he do to earn it, Nick? You said he was making $1 million. You said he had even decided to name him the starter. You didn't even refer to him by name. So what on God's green earth did he do to earn it? Is he cleaning up when everybody goes home? Is he the nighttime janitor in the facility? Is that worth $1 million? I mean, what did he do to earn it? You're the guy who actually said, refused to name him by name and said, hey, man, come to Alabama because a backup quarterback, well, I haven't even decided to make the starter yet, is making $1 million. See, I don't think you can have that both ways. I don't think you can have that both ways. Having said that, I'm not sure that Jimbo Fisher doesn't look worse in this deal than Saban does. This is not what we want to do. You know, I wrote this earlier. Somebody on Twitter wrote me and said, Where is he? Christian wrote, I love this. Not enough saltiness in today's sports world. Too many opponents being too collegial and friendly. I want teams playing angry and trash talking. It's more fun. You don't want that if you're the league. You don't want founded or unfounded accusations being thrown back and forth amongst league institutions if you're the league. Trust me, Greg Sankey's head exploded watching and reading all this. This is the last thing on earth you want in your league. You do not want your member institutions airing their dirty laundry publicly. You just don't want this because there's always some next step. There's always some next step. And Jimbo Fisher has made these sort of wild accusations that are filled with nothing but innuendo. We'll get to Jimbo's part of this or Dumbo's part of this when we return. This is Nickwit and Dumbo is what's going on here. Quick break.
Spring cleaning is always first thing on the to-do list this time of year, so don't forget yourself. Roosters is here to remind you how important it is to keep your hair and face fresh and clean this season. Roosters has a full menu of what you need for male grooming this spring to check that off of your list. Don't forget to set your next appointment with the professionals at Roosters on Pelham Road in Greenville by calling 884-8920. Gift cards are always available at Roosters. Give the gift that keeps on giving.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, we hear you and Gary discussing Medicare all the time. Does Gary handle any other insurance products like life or long-term care?
Super question, listener. While my specialty is Medicare insurance, our agency also provides help in the life and long-term care areas. We additionally handle these products for you even if you do not have Medicare. That is the beauty of a diverse agency. If I am not your best choice in a particular area, I can pass you on to one of my agents who is better at that.
There you go, listener. Gary or one of his agents can help you in any area of life and health insurance. Just call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and Gary will hook you up. And you'll thank me later.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet Biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app.
This summer, push for more. More time to drive, more control on the road, and more wind in your hair. With the Michelin Pilot Sport All-Season 4 Tire, you can push what's possible. Between May 18th and June 6th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
See Zach or Joey at the Pendleton Tire Company. Call 646-3694.
See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals/promotions and rebates for complete details. Offer expires 6-6-2022. Void where prohibited.
Mattress shopping is brutal. Almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better sleep. Rest assured.
Hey, Tiger fans, the wait is over. We're excited to introduce you to a new Iptane member benefit, Clemson Plus. Clemson Plus is a new streaming service that gives you access to exclusive shows, podcasts, and original content. Clemson Plus is only available to Iptane members. So if you've not yet joined Iptane, be sure and join today. Clemson Plus will be accessible on all your devices, including your phone, laptop, and TV. Visit ClemsonPlus.com to sign up and learn more today.
We all reach tipping points in life. The weight of a low-paying job, unpaid bills, a new family, you can't keep going. That's where My Computer Career can help. In just months, not years, they can help you start a new life as an IT pro, even with no prior experience. Impossible? You learn online from home, and My Computer Career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
First Quality is hosting a direct hire event at 441 Masters Boulevard in Anderson on Wednesday, May 25th from 11 until 3. Hiring for operators, warehouse, maintenance, and controls technicians. Benefits start day one. Learn more at htijobs.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
A fatherless child, a mother who prays the boy won't grow wild. Little dog in the night, a ring in Kalamazoo, stands a young man at the crossroads in the book of my blues.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage. Hey, Ramona, as God is my witness today, you know it was trending. It has nothing to do with us. As
if
God
you
is
tell
my,
me what's her face, I'm gonna cut
she
you
was
off.
In the article. As God's my witness, major article trending today, the prevalence, the increasing number of butt enhancement surgeries that are being done.
Because of her.
Because of her.
Because of her.
And one of the leading authorities in this procedure said that that they're not technically butt enhancements, they're butt fills.
Of course they're butt fills. Yeah, they're just put in there to enhance her butt, though.
And apparently one of the long-term dangers of, you know, butt fills is that...
It could be cock.
Right. And that and or the fact that your butt could sink at some point, and then you will have a...
Well, now, see, okay.
Then you'll have a big butt down near the back of your knees.
Whoa. I mean, you're sitting on that. I don't see why you would be able to do anything back there and then sit on it. It seemed like it would mess it up eventually.
Well, I guess that's one advantage. You'll be able to see in front of you at sporting events over the people.
Because you have your own booster chair.
You have your own booster chair. These people are frigging nuts. I mean, they're just nuts.
I know. That of all the things to do, that would be the last on my list. Right. Because really and truly, we have a saying in my circle. If you're walking away, who cares what the person behind you is looking at and what they think of it? So if they're looking at your butt and you're walking away, who cares?
Yeah, I think there's something to that. Hey, let me tell you about water furnace and geothermal. Listen, geothermal is the most advanced form of heating and cooling available, and water furnace is the number one geothermal heating and cooling company in America. Therefore, you have a pretty good team. All right, so what's the deal with geothermal? Well, first of all, if you're one of these people who's unfortunately locked into a fossil fuel method to heat and cool your home, you know what that's costing you. I don't need to tell you. There's a better choice, I can tell you that. And if you're one of the people who has a air source heating and cooling unit, i.e. a heat pump, your unit is going to last like 10 years. And the problem is that you're asking it to do insane work. You know, in the summer, it's 100 degrees. You want it to cool to 70. Well, that's a problem. So you don't get that with geothermal because the coils are under the ground where the temperature remains relatively constant, and that's why it's so much more energy efficient. And then there's the fact it's going to last pretty much forever. The federal government, which rates such things, rates geothermal at 25 years, but the expensive under-the-ground part at 100 years. And real estate people are catching on to this and the value that it adds to a home. That's geothermal. Here's the best part. The federal government, recognizing the energy efficiency advantage, is giving you a 26% tax rebate when you install. The state of South Carolina, 25%. That's 51% of the initial cost. Then the utility companies are kicking in. Like Blue Ridge is giving you $1,600 per ton. If it's a 4-ton unit, that's $6,400. Now you're down near the cost of a standard heat pump with this advantage. Every month, you get a utility bill. About 2/3 of that bill comes from heating and cooling. Of that 2/3, you're going to realize a 50 to 70% monthly savings on that portion of your utility bill. Every stinking month, it's time to make the switch. Call my guy, Eric Rooney, 864-735-8081. 864-735-8081 for water furnace geothermal. Tell him I sent you. It is the way this deal works. All right, Ramona.
What do you got to bring her up for? I mean, you know, she's all over my TV. Did she have to be over the show, too?
Yeah, I didn't really bring her up. I've never brought her up. In fact, I've never watched. I've never, you know how these people talk about these shows like they've and say they've never seen them, but they know all the details of them. I've never seen 20 seconds of any show that she has been on. Never, ever, ever. I have not seen one. I don't even know where you would find her show.
They keep interviewing her. That's the thing.
Well, I do my best to avoid her. I understand that. I understand she's omnipresent and she's difficult to avoid. I get it. But I do my best to avoid all those people, like these two fools who are in this trial right now, this Johnny Depp loser and his and this Amber, whatever her name is. I mean, good grief. I don't care whether you two people drop off the face of the earth. I certainly don't care whatever happens, man.
It's in your little trial. It's on the news every single night.
It's not. The vast majority of us do not care about it. We don't care about it. You know, are there bastions that do? Yeah, I'm sure somewhere, but not here. Okay. Give me Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo Fisher now cares about Nick Saban. Listen to you. You've already heard from disingenuous Nick. Now it's time to hear from disingenuous Dumbo.
First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organ. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. That they broke state laws. We bought every player on this group. Okay. We never bought any.
First of all, he's not taking shots at the 17-year-old kids. He's taking shots at you people for allegedly paying the 17-year-old kids. He's not taking shots at the kids. That's a complete twist of the truth there in my mind. So, I mean, early on, it didn't take Jimbo long to be disingenuous. Start it again. Let's hear it. I want to hear more from Jimbo. Start it again.
You mean it started over?
Yeah, over. Again. We only play like 10 seconds of the dude. Go back like 10 seconds.
First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organ. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. That they broke state laws. That they're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this.
Just stop for a second. You know, what's funny in all of Jimbo's impassioned defense of his program, what's funny is he never says they didn't do it, all right? He never says they didn't pay players. He basically just says we followed the law. You know, we followed the state law. He actually doesn't even answer Saban's charge. Saban's charge, you bought every player. He doesn't actually say we didn't buy players. He said we followed the law. Now, that's a convenient answer. This is a lot like, you know, watching the U.S. Senate. All right, go ahead.
Wait, the narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. It's ridiculous, but when he's not on top, and the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right, but we're always going to be here. We're doing a heck of a job. These coaches have done a great job. Our players have done a great job. The whole organization of recruiting people. It's despicable that we got to sit here at this level of ball and say these things to defend the people of this organization, the kids, 17-year-old kids, and their families. It's amazing. Some people think they're God.
Some people think they're God. You know, how many times, Ramona, has he said 17-year-old kids? You want to understand? You want to understand what his talking point was in defense? I mean, this was his whole talking point. His talking point is 17-year-old kids. You know why? Because we look for inflammatory words. We look. This is what happens in every walk of life now. We look for the sensational. When we want to make a case, we find some hot talking point. And that's what Jimbo thinks he has. Jimbo thinks he's latched on to this 17-year-old kid thing, when, of course, Saban never really said anything about kids. I mean, it's not even really an answer to the charge. None of it is. I haven't heard a word yet that addresses anything Saban actually claimed. You know, these two people actually deserve each other. You know, I'm sorry. So what has A&M been in the world of college football? You know, without making any accusations, okay, what has A&M been in the world of college football? And also, Ron, I mean, where have they lived their life? What's been their strike zone? Well, they've been a team that's ranked annually like 20th, right? That's sort of who they are. They're like 20th, right? They were never really in the BCS discussion. They're not really in the playoff discussion. They really haven't been. I mean, there are some people who inflate their value every year and want to make them that, but the truth is they've never really approached that at all, right? I mean, Mike Leach beat them at Kyle Field last year. That's who they are. Okay, so suddenly in this recruiting class, what? All the best five stars from all over America were drawn to the Texas A&M program because they love Jimbo Fisher? Because A&M is now wildly popular for some reason, unclear to the rest of the country, as a destination spot? I mean, what is it then? What is it? If Saban's wrong, how do you get them all? Just because you worked harder? Continue, Ramona.
And their families. It's amazing. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past, or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out.
Okay. Here is Jimbo with his continuous innuendo about Saban. Just from a common sense decency standpoint, these type of accusations are the worst type. You can never really get away with this in media. There's no specific charges levied. There's just this constant innuendo from Jimbo that go find out about anyone who's coached with him about cheating. Why doesn't Jimbo delve into that deeper? Because he'd have to expose himself as a part of that. But don't levy charges that are just nothing but innuendo. You want to make those kind of comments? Then let's hear what it is, Jimbo. See, this is why Greg Sankey's head exploded today. You have two major coaches in the SEC, the biggest coach in America, publicly calling each other cheaters. That's what they're doing. They are publicly yelling at each other, calling each other cheaters. There can be nothing worse for your league, for the integrity of your league, for the integrity of your product. I saw something today, Remote. It just made me laugh out loud the first time I saw it. Some dude put up Stevie Wonder, you know, at the piano, you know, moving back and forth, moving his head back and forth with his dark sunglasses on, and it was labeled Kirby Smart. This is Kirby Smart today. In other words, Kirby smart enough to stay away from this? That's exactly what you want to do. You want to stay as far away from this as humanly possible. You don't want to be dragged into it by inference. You don't want to be caught up in this ridiculous public peeing contest between these two characters. They're damaging each other. In the process, they're damaging the league. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Championship Rodeo returns to T. Ed Garrison Arena May 26th through 28th. Cowboys and cowgirls from across the state will compete in bareback bronc, tie-down roping, barrel racing, team roping, and bull riding. The action starts at 8 p.m. nightly. Adult tickets, $12. Students, just $8, with 5 and under free admission. Sponsored by Home Place Horse and Cattle Company, the South Carolina High School Rodeo Finals. May 26th through 28th, T. Ed Garrison Arena, Clemson.
Brought to you by our friends at PhD Weight Loss. I want you to be happy. Thing is, I'm happy because of PhD Weight Loss. I'm down. I went from the mid 190s to the mid to high 160s, and I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. 167 on the scale this morning.
And you don't seem like you're having any issues maintaining now.
No, I really am not. Because I've got a good routine.
Yes.
Pretty good routine.
Your lifestyle has changed.
That's right. And it's been great. Other than my pants don't fit. It's been great.
Yes.
Which, good problems to have. Someone, I heard it was through third party, but there was someone at church who listened to the show, Ron, who has started PhD. I mean, I'm hearing those testimonials all the time for people going to see him. People on their first week, second week, third week. I keep those testimonials coming because I like to hear the life change that people are having with our friends at PhD.
It makes me really happy for people to make health a priority.
MyPhDWeightLoss.com. It's MyPhDWeightLoss.com, the website. Set up an appointment.
Don't let the automotive chip shortage put the brakes on your income. Glen Raven is hiring manufacturing workers in all Sunbrella plants. It's a great opportunity to join an established company that manufactures high-quality, sought-after Sunbrella products. Whether you're skilled in manufacturing and ready to start immediately, or new and willing to be trained, 40 to 48-hour work weeks are available for all full-time employees. Plus, you can earn premium pay for night shifts. In addition to earning highly competitive pay, you'll also enjoy paid vacation and holidays, 401k matching, a pension program, free on-site medical care, 24/7 fitness, and more. Sunbrella is hiring, whether you've worked in manufacturing for years or if you're new to manufacturing and willing to be trained. Shift gears today and get on board with Sunbrella. Apply today at join.sunbrella.com. That's join.sunbrella.com.
DQ presents the sound of an all-star summer lineup. Leading off, the promising rookie, new Oreo Dirt Pie. On deck, the fan favorite Girl Scout Thin Mints. Summer standouts, drumstick with peanuts and cotton candy. And batting cleanup, it's you. With your red spoon and six summer blizzard flavors, official treat of MLB. All part of the new DQ All-Star Summer Blizzard lineup. DQ, happy tastes good.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're your sports psychologists. Taking your calls on the Vibe broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
You wired me awake and hit me with the hand of broken nails. Tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run.
Walked up to the Red Rage. I have a lot of texts on Jimbo, and I got a few on Tiger too, but I got a lot of texts on Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban and the nonsense that's going on in the SEC. And oh, by the way, Ramona, and I'm going to get some of those. I'm going to get to Derek in 1 second. Texter 706 wrote, hello, they're all cheaters. Kirby's sitting back hoping they don't drag his cheating program in the heap. I didn't say that, just to be clear. Tex said, everyone knows the SEC schools have been cheating for years and years. So this is the line though, Ramona. Supposedly they struck a deal years ago to quit ratting each other out. They did. They did.
Did it have an end date or something?
A what?
An end date.
Oh, no. But that definitely happened, all right? And some of it seemed to center around Philip Fulmer and some of the stuff that was going on there then. And I don't remember the exact time frame. Like I said, I tried to search it before the show, and I wasn't finding what I was looking for. But I can tell you that the then SEC commissioner, which I'm assuming was Slive, came out and warned the SEC teams not to say another word publicly about any other member institution. They were told to shut up. And it's time that they're told to shut up again. Because I promise you, Sankey's head exploded when he heard all this. This is the last thing on earth he wants to hear about his league. Last thing he wants is his own coaches, his own member institutions attacking each other, calling each other cheaters publicly, because that's what they're saying. Not that the NCAA will have any interest in it, because they won't. But those two member institutions are calling each other cheaters publicly. And you know, generally, Ramona, when you get something like that, the truth is they're both right. Yeah, that's generally the truth. That's generally the truth. I've seen this happen a million different fields, not just coaching, not just sports. I've seen this happen on public forums regarding business, regarding all sorts of things, where these people start fighting with each other. They're in business, right? And they get in an argument on a public forum, and they just keep ripping each other to shreds about how the other is dirty and this and that and everything else. And by the time they're finished, the only thing they've managed to convince any reader of is that you're both right. That I wouldn't do friggin' business with either one of you ever. Derek, Derek, how are you?
Tired, hot, trying to make it back to the shop.
Yeah. Good to have you, Derek.
So I haven't called in a while, and to be honest, this whole NIL on the way college football is going, I opted not to renew my season tickets this year because I work all week, and I get off work, and I want to be surrounded on people and stuff on Saturday to watch football, and it's just become so political in the last year to the point where I don't even want to be around it anymore. But to get to the point that I'm driving at here, first of all, Jimbo's got no room pulling the moral high ground card, all the crap he pulled at Florida State with all that stuff. He's got no right to talk about morals and all that crap with other coaches. I don't want to hear that out of him at all. And second of all, he can buy all the players he wants. That's fine, because anybody with half a brain that watches these kids know, if you look at the top 25 annual players in D1 ball every year, not even half of them pan out to be great like they were in high school. So he's going to go spend all this money, buy the class, maybe a 40 to 50% shot at having anything. And then he still doesn't have the coaches and the stuff he needs to put it together. So if you look at that annual class, I'm going to laugh because it's going to happen. I'm going to laugh when they've got a borderline NFL roster going on, and then now they're 2 years deep in this, and they've got players they paid $900,000 to that are transferring going somewhere else because they're not getting any play time, and they're just wasting all that old money.
Yeah, but Derek, the one thing that's pretty obvious is Saban's concerned about it.
Well, I mean, it's the SEC. That's what SEC stands for. Send them cash. They've been buying players for 4 years.
But if they get 10 five-star players, I mean, let's just say there, for sake of argument, there are 22 five-star players. If A&M is going to get 10 of them every year by buying players, then it won't matter whether Jimbo Fisher and his whole team of coaches are idiots. They'll still win titles based on that talent. I mean, Mac Brown won a title, and he's no genius. I can tell you that.
So, question here. So let's say that you look at Texas A&M, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Michigan, a bunch of those teams have got a lot of money. And what I need to see them do, and I hope they do, I hope they put some kind of annual salary cap on how much a team can spend on players. Because if they do, okay, now if you give Texas A&M 10 great players, you give Bama 10 great players, then if you give teams that are perennial top 10 teams 10 elite players, I mean, I hate to tell Jimbo Fisher this, but he still doesn't have a shot in hell against Ohio State and Clemson and Georgia and Alabama. It's not going to happen, not unless he can get all those players and nobody else can get them.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, but I don't know how you're going to cap private funds unless you rework the system, and you can't do that unless you go back to the government. Because, again, this was not an NCAA initiative. This was a government initiative.
Well, they got to do something about it, man, because it's going to kill the sport. I mean, I'm not going to continue to pay $5,000-$6,000 a year for season tickets like I'm paying, knowing my team doesn't have a chance, doesn't have a shot, because you got one team that bought their roster. What's the point of me spending my time and money to do this, knowing it's not going to happen for me? And I'm sure hundreds of thousands of other fans across the country are like, if it gets to that point, why spend the money? Why support my team knowing I don't have a chance?
Yep. Thank you, Derek. Good job. You know, I don't know, Ramona. There's an element of like spoiled fan in that, don't you think? At the end, I don't mean just Derek. I mean just in general. We seem to have lost sight. We're once you start winning or contending for championships, you think that's the only reason to play. You know what I mean? It's not. There's a whole nother level of college football that isn't getting to the playoff every year, that still loves to compete and play, and their fans love to watch their teams. It's easy to get spoiled once you get to that top of the mountain.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You think that anything beneath that is beneath you, you know, which is funny because for years here, I mean, look, this is a Dabo Swinney deal, okay? Because it had been a long friggin' time before Clemson was relevant in football at all. I mean,
the Tommy Bowden years, you would have killed for a 10-win season. The Tommy West years, you would have killed for a 6-win season. You know, Tommy is to Alabama Mike. You know, I mean, Clemson had the Tommies, Alabama had the Mikes, right? Neither were answers. You needed a Dabo. But I mean, that is sort of where we are. I mean, there's definitely an element of sort of spoiled fan in that when you just don't want to watch the sport and the game for the sake of the sport and the game anymore. Saban sort of railed against that too at times. Joe, how are you?
How's it going,
Mark? How are you doing, Joe?
Have you had time to look at, like, as far as A&M's class and, like, who they didn't get a quarterback, right, in this class?
I honestly can't recall off the top of my head. I would assume they did, but I can't recall off the top of my head. I know they had, like, 9 5-star guys.
And, you know, I'll just say this. There's a reason, you know, I don't even want to say allegedly because I've seen it with my own eyes. Alabama players getting a certain brand of car from the certain same dealership every single year. I mean, it seems like a kind of throwing rocks through a glass house a little bit. You have some competition, so he's saying it in front of boosters, so step up your game. That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying. You know, it,
which one?
I'm sure there'll be.
You mean
Saban?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, the thing with Jimbo is he's making these wild innuendo-filled accusations, and he's not giving any details, and I would assume the reason he's not giving any details is he was there for some of that stuff.
But I Crimea River, Nick Saban, you know, I think both of them are disingenuous, but I also think it's kind of funny, Lane Kiffin on the sideline saying, fight. And he's egging it on. So, and that's the team that nobody talks about. But,
remember the Conrad Dobler commercial? Well, Conrad Dobler was known as an instigator, a biter, a kicker, a dirty player in the NFL. Do you remember the Conrad Dobler commercial, the old Cardinal lineman, where he's sitting up in the stands and there's a guy to his left and a guy to his right, and he turns to the guy to his left and he says, "Hey, did you hear what this guy over here just said about you?"
Yeah.
That's Lane Kiffin.
I'll leave you with this. Well, can we win the next game against the Heat without Horford or whatever? Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's tough. Injuries matter. they matter in the playoffs. I thought that this was the championship, that the winner of this series would win the whole thing. You have to be fully funded. You're going to need a big effort from Tatum. He can't go 1-7 in the second half or whatever he went the other night. I think it was like 1-7 in the second half. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. Hey, listen, for all your plumbing needs, 24/7, 365, it's Roto-Rooter. They've been doing it the right way for 90 years. The same family, Clemson alum in the upstate, have owned the franchise for over 30 years. They're there for you 24/7, 365. It's been said, though, you get out of something what you put into it. That's how the folks at Roto-Rooter view it when it comes to your future as a professional plumber with them. You see, your income is in your hands with potential compensation as high as $100,000 plus when you become part of the Roto-Rooter team. They invest in your health, in your well-being, in your future. That means full benefits. We've urged you for years to invest in Roto-Rooter to do your plumbing both at home and your business. That's how this works. They invest in you. Roto-Rooter's been in business for 90 years. We've told you about the local folks in the upstate for over 30. With the continued strong growth in homes and businesses across the Carolinas, that means you could have the potential to make as much as $100,000 plus income with Roto-Rooter. Start your future career at rotocareers.com. That's rotocareers.com, 288-7686. And when you go to work for Roto-Rooter the upstate, you may have the option with the same owners of working in the upstate, in the mountains in Asheville, or along the coast at Myrtle Beach at Wilmington. All sorts of potential. Call them. Tell them I sent you. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey guys, do you need more energy, more stamina, and to shed that winter weight? Of course you do. Book a consult today at LowCountryMail.com. We have customized weight loss plans that keep that weight off for good. Testosterone replacement plans are just $7 a day. We are a concierge service where medication, doctor visits, and much, much more are included in a low monthly price. No long-term contracts, straightforward pricing, results that matter. Make men men again. LowCountryMail.com.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Clemson Marina is getting families into new 2022 Triton fiberglass and aluminum fishing boats and other great brands this spring. Triton boats are built for performance, designed to get you on the fish and to the top of the leaderboard. Schedule a service appointment and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all year. We have daily and weekly boat rentals, private events and catering at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boat dealer.